with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guys show.
Welcome back. You are listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We're live from the Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchen Studios. And Bob, I don't think we finished that rib conversation completely. I'd like to kind of reset that a little bit. We were talking about baby back ribs. We didn't get much into the spare ribs.
You're scratching your baby
back. I wish I could reach my back, baby, but I can't. But
Jop anyway. Always has a retort, okay? Throw him a fastball. I dare you.
Yeah.
You're going to get a broken nose.
But anyway.
So what I want to say is, so you pull those ribs off, and they're on a platter, and they're looking good. You might be waiting a while. So what you might want to do is just shoot a little. We didn't even talk about mopping or spraying.
Right. Well, let's hit it.
So you might want to throw a little more sauce on if you're saucing them. Mm-hmm. You might not be saucing them.
Because I like them dry.
I just like mine with a rub. I don't want sauce on them.
But let's.
I don't mind a little sauce maybe halfway through. If I'm getting tired of them, I might dip a little bit. But
so in the cooking process, though, it's important, I think, that we both agree on this, is you cook them dry. You sauce at the end after the meat is cooked because it'll get burned and you'll get that bitter taste on it if you put it on. Never put your sauce on when the meat is raw right on the front end. You wait till it's cooked.
We've seen that before.
Yeah, we have. And it's really going to get in the middle of your technique. Now, probably somebody out there says, oh, I do it that way and they turn out great.
I put them in the crock pot. It works great.
Yeah, there you are. Yeah, we had that guy that was a radio salesman that did that once. Yeah.
Well, let's say you're using a grill, and we cover the combination side, because how many people have smokers? 5%, 10%? Not everybody.
Right.
Okay. But let's just say you're going to use your grill. Now you're running, you know, open flame pretty close to the meat. So you're drying up your air because it's eating up all the oxygen in that chamber, which is also eating up what moisture tends to want to evaporate. So you do actually dry them out more. And certain smokers have the tendency to want to dry out the meat more just because they're crappy designs. They're not like an ABS, right?
Right.
They have to put water pans in and all these things because they're compensating for the engineering mistake. Well, so what you can do is just get a little spray bottle and put some apple juice in it.
Right.
Every dad has had a baby with apple juice, okay? Spray that baby down.
Right. Yeah.
So just get a little squirt bottle. Make sure there's no starch in it or anything.
Cleaning solution.
From the ironing board. And grab the right bottle. Tastes like ammonia.
So what you're talking about then is during the smoking process, maybe I'm going to say after halfway in that first 3 hours, somewhere around hour four, maybe, is you're going to open a lid, squirt in your apple juice, and close the lid.
Oh, no, every half hour I'm going to do it.
See, I think they got to be a little bit cooked yet before it matters.
Nope, not at all. Not at all. What you're trying to do is get all the heat in there you can, and while you're doing that, you're reducing fat, and in certain grill scenarios, like if you're doing an offset, let's your basic Weber, right? Guy's got four burners. He's going to try and do ribs on his grill. God bless him. But it's not a smoker. It's not set up to retain moisture. Hit those babies whenever you want. You can't hurt it. I mean, you are letting some heat out, but if it's a powerful enough grill, you'll regain your temperature quickly, and you'll just feel good squirting on your meat.
Okay, well, that you would. I didn't see that you were going down the gas grill way. I thought you were talking about charcoal when I said
55% of people are cooking with gas. So.
At least more than that.
Yeah,
I'm sure. But if we go charcoal, then I'm going to wait to squirt until I feel better. And that's around two hours into your 3 hour cook. I'm not going to do it right off. Don't do it early, guys.
So let's say you got a Weber kettle.
Right.
Okay. I'll tell you a little tale that I've told before about a Weber kettle, Smokey Joe. We're down in Florida on the beach. My buddy says, "Hey, Barbie brought ribs. What are we going to do?" Right. It's like, okay, you brought ribs. Your wife brought ribs. You brought your little Smokey Joe kettle, and you're asking me what we're going to do. I get it.
Right.
So I said, okay.
Wasn't the first time he knew you were there.
This has to be good. So we took that little Smoky Joe, and a Smoky Joe is basically a tailgater Weber kettle, right?
Yep,
it's a little
guy.
Camping job.
12-inch diameter,
I've had a few of them.
Yeah.
They're wonderful. Right. They're wonderful. So we built up a nice little fire on tin foil, aluminum foil, and then I put some gloves on that I happen to have in that same box you threw in the back of my Jeep just now.
Yep.
I always carry a pair of work gloves in there, so I threw those work gloves on, and I grabbed a hold of one end of that foil, and I pulled it up enough, and I kind of rolled it up and made a rolled-up portion of it so that I could flatten it out and make sort of a wall. And then I took all those coals, and I pushed them off to one side with that foil sticking up. So there was my radiant heat barrier.
Right.
So then I took some more tin foil, and I put it on the bottom of that kettle and lined the bottom of it. I cut those ribs up into three rib sections, took some little skewers, and I skewered them together, stood them up, and then I stacked them up like a kachanga or pachanga or whatever that name is.
Yeah.
And I stacked them up like that and put them in a little Smoky Joe. I fed 8 people off of Smoky Joe, probably the best ribs I've ever made.
And you stood them on edge so you could get more of them on there because you had height. You
didn't
have
surface
area.
All about space.
You had height.
All about it, yeah.
Exactly.
And, you know, your little grills, maybe you need to buy a little rib rack. And they're great. You've got a big green egg.
Right.
I know because I sold
it to you. I got one that holds 8 racks of ribs on there. And I can set it right across there. And
what a wonderful way to do a bunch of meat.
That's right.
Stand it up.
Right. And with a green egg, if we're going down that road for just a second, is any Kamado grill, you need the plate setter, which separates your heat from your meat. Real easy. It's either ceramic or cast, whichever one. I've broken enough
by the
ceramic.
Cast.
Yeah, I was going to say, I've broken enough ceramic ones that I own the cast now. So it's cast iron plate between there, and that way you don't get direct heat.
At least you got a deal on the green egg.
Yes, I did. from a guy I knew that was going to just think of me as his best interest, and I'll stop right there.
So combination cooking. So if you just got a grill, you're doing them on the grill, do them offset, light up half your burners, put the ribs where it ain't.
Okay? Right.
Don't try and cook them direct. And then run that temp up to 300. If you can put a little smoker tray in there and get some smoke on them, better yet. If it's an older grill, you got plenty of char in there, you'll get some of the patina from that grill, and you'll still get a good flavor, better than your oven will give you.
Right.
And do that. And whether or not you ever sauce them, doesn't matter. But by all means, if you're on a regular grill or just open in your oven, plan on getting some apple juice, some vinegar cider cut with water, or your favorite barbecue sauce cut with water, whatever you want. Spray them down with something every now and then because there's not as much fat on ribs as you might think. And that outer portion of it is going to get kind of hard and crusty if you don't hydrate it.
That's right.
If you're on a good smoker, like any one of these American Barbecue System smokers, like I'll be demoing on Monday, they hold the humidity. You don't need to worry about.
Yeah, and the difference is you've got a cooking chamber there.
Yeah.
Your heat is on one side. It's an offset, and your cooking chamber is on on the other. And,
yes.
And then you end up
absolutely
not having to look, and the moisture stays in there.
So other combinations, what are they? Okay, well, let's say you don't have much of a grill. It's a crappy little thing. We've all been there. Okay, get a cookie sheet. Turn on the oven, do all the things we said to do to prep them, throw them on a couple cookie sheets, throw them in mama's oven, and bake them at 275 for 3 hours. Then cover them up, put a little something on them if you want, cover them up, tent them for another half hour, 45 minutes, whatever you're going to do until that piece of meat is starting to fall apart. And then pull them out, have your grill fired up, throw them on the grill, slather a little sauce on them, and finish them off on the grill, nice high heat. Crank that grill right up and get them on there and get some sear marks on them. Get a little bit of blackening of the sauce.
Tackiness,
so that it looks like you grilled them all day.
Yeah.
You'll love them.
Well, and you will. And you know what? For as many people as out there's that many rib seasonings and rib flavors. So we're not going to really go down that road and recommend one because whatever you like, it's sweet, you like heat, you like whatever it is.
I'll tell you one thing to try. Just try salt and pepper once.
Yeah.
It's wonderful.
Yep.
You can overdo it with your profiles to the point to where you don't know what you're eating.
Right. Coming up next, we're going to hit that Moo Cow, and he's got ribs too, and you're not going to want to miss this because Barbecue Bob's got a couple recipes here that are really good for beef ribs. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Drink, we'll drown you. Oh, yeah. Ooh, that smell.